Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim Show. We're joined by Mary Northridgeville. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Good. How was your weekend?
Good.
Good. Do anything fun or it was just a good weekend?
The Browns won. really.
The voice is back.
Yes.
Well, they had been horrible for a number of weeks, and it was a little low key. Yesterday, they played well, so that was good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's begin a round of Trump 2. We just asked Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Okay, Jen, will you please leave the room?
Yes, I will leave the room. Good luck to you, Mary.
Thank you,
Steve. You had about 30 parties to go to this weekend.
Oh, yes, you did.
That's good. It was a good weekend, right?
It was
good. I'm glad. All right, here we go. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's overall record: 1,665 victories. She has 438 losses. You're trying to hand her 439th loss. If so, you're going to get that mug. We're going to answer you ask you five questions. Just answer them to the best of your ability. We are all rooting for you. We begin with question number one. We begin with, I don't know, maybe a possible Tasty Tuesday. You in or out on this, Stevie?
I don't like pickles, so out.
Oh, you were out. So Jimmy John's is introducing a limited edition sandwich, the Pickle Witch. It replaces the bread with a giant kosher dill pickle.
I think I'd be out even if I liked pickles, because it seems like a sandwich should be bread. And isn't it just juicy when you bite it, and like a mess?
Yeah, and it's just all, like, does it just slide off the side and the meat goes flying out? I don't know. Jen's in on this, so that means we probably are going to be in on this. Jimmy John's slogan/mantra is freaky fresh, freaky blank.
Gosh, I don't shop there. Hot.
All right, freaky fresh, freaky hot. Question number two. On Sunday afternoon, a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest happened in New York. This was great. So the gathering took actually an unexpected turn when Timothée Chalamet himself appeared. He was disguised with a mask and a hat before revealing his identity to the crowd that was flipping out when he was there, which was great. He's got to win that contest, right?
I was going to say, do you think he'd win? I feel like he wouldn't.
Could you imagine? He's there. He doesn't win his own contest. So I can see that happening. So in 2023, obviously last year, Timothée Chalamet played the role of which fictional chocolate factory owner?
Oh, good. Willy Wonka.
There we go. Question number three. Now that we have Neve Campbell that signed on for the latest Scream movie, is Patrick Dempsey coming back? He actually mentioned that, and I quote, "In this business, you never know what's going to happen," end quote. Which Scream movie is coming out in February of next year? It's either Scream 6 or Scream 7.
6?
All right, let's go with question number four. Browns, as you alluded to just a minute ago, they beat those dirty bird Baltimore Ravens yesterday, 29-24. Up next, they play the Los Angeles Chargers. The Browns' only other win this season was against this team from Florida.
Oh, Panthers? No, Panthers. Sorry, that's wrong.
That's all right. We're going to go with the Panthers. Question number five, Tom Holland's fourth Spider-Man
Tampa
movie.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, well. Never mind.
Tom Holland's fourth Spider-Man movie finally has a release date. The Marvel movie that everybody's excited about. It's going to hit theaters on July 24th of 2026. Now, prior to Tom Holland, which actor played the role of Peter Parker / Spider-Man in Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3?
The original Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. Well,
Tobey Maguire?
Very well done. Look at you. All right, how many of the five did you answer correctly? We're going to figure that out next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. Jen's back into the studio. Mary did her job. She's in North Ridgeville. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Mary got two.
There you go, Mary. You got two.
Good job, Mary.
Absolutely. All right, remember, ties no longer go to the house. If we tie it two, there is a tiebreaker question. But let's begin with question number one.
Thanks,
we
Tim.
Begin with anytime, Jen.
Just you always like to remind about that tie. That's nice.
Well, I mean, new nice listeners reminder. In and out. That's I think right. It's a good thing, right, Mary? It's another good reminder.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just right. Reminding Mary.
Good job.
Just,
yes.
Yes. Just
well done.
The younger we get, the more reminders we need.
That's right.
Oh, we do.
Just like that one you're supposed to set.
Don't. Why are you trying to rap me out on the air?
We'll talk about that next, after Trump Tui.
Then I'm leaving. Okay,
no,
I'm kidding.
He's not.
Jimmy John's. What up? Is internet not back to Jimmy John's, back to maybe a pickle sandwich. They are introducing a limited time sandwich, the Pickle Witch. It replaces the bread with a giant kosher dill pickle.
Sounds delicious.
Jimmy John's slogan / mantra is freaky fresh, freaky blank.
Fast.
Freaky fast. By the way, Mary, is that a sandwich you would try?
It would be a little too slippery.
Ooh.
That's what I was saying.
Slip and slide. You bite into that meat goes shooting out the side or
stop.
Down. You're right.
Stop.
And what are you hanging onto that pickle with your bare hands? It's all juicy and pickly.
No, they got to wrap it in a paper of some sort.
And it's going to stick to the paper?
No, I don't think it'll stick.
Little paper bits in your
slippery.
Mouth?
No,
yeah.
Ew.
Let's just say you tried it at home. You throw that down a drain. You think you're getting rid of those fruit
Never.
Flies. Good luck.
Never.
That's some veggie fries. Flies, not fries. Question number two. On Sunday afternoon, a Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest happened in New York. This was great. So the gathering took an unexpected turn when Timothy Chalamet himself, he appeared. He was disguised with a mat and a hat, with a mask and a hat, and he revealed his identity to the ecstatic crowd. He did not win the contest, though. And we don't know. In 2023, Timothy Chalamet played the role of which fictional chocolate factory owner?
Willy Wonka.
Of course, that's Willy Wonka. Question number three. Now that we have Neve Campbell signed on for the latest Scream movie, is Patrick Dempsey coming back? He made a couple of quotes, this being one. In this business, you never know what's going to happen.
Ooh.
Would that make him McScreamy? Which?
You are on fire today. What in the world? Yes, as a matter of fact, I think it would make him McScreamy. Sam Richards. Ridiculous.
Stevie just shakes her head. Like, why did
Stevie
I apply
like
for this job?
If you block people in real life, I would have blocked you.
Which? It's right there. Come on, McScreamy.
That's perfect.
Anyway, which Scream is coming out in February of next year? It's either Scream 6 or Scream 7.
It's 6.
Scream 7.
That's
I know we
that's
are.
An excessive amount.
Deep. Question number four. Browns, they did it. Beat those dirty bird Baltimore Ravens yesterday, 29-24. Up next, they play the Chargers. The Browns' only other win was against this Florida team.
Jacksonville.
It was Jacksonville. So there you go, Mary. It wasn't Carolina. And then she said, oh, Tampa Bay after the buzzer. It wasn't Tampa Bay. So there you go.
Aren't there?
There are. There's a lot. I try to narrow it down.
Names, maybe.
Yeah, I try to narrow it down with Florida. Question number five. Tom Holland's fourth Spider-Man movie finally has a release date. The Marvel movie about everyone's favorite Webhead is set to hit theaters on July 24th of 2026. Prior to Tom Holland, who played the role of Peter Parker / Spider-Man in Spider-Man, also Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3?
Oh, Tobey Maguire.
It was Tobey Maguire. Final total, Stevie.
Mary 2, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary.
Okay. It happens.
You'll have to get me next time.
next time.
We'll always have McScreamy.
Yes, we will.
All right. We appreciate your plan, but you know what you need to say.
This is Mary from North Virginia, and I did not trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Let's get to it. It's a round of Trump 2E. Brenda is in Medina. Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you this morning?
Good. How was your weekend?
Fabulous. The Browns won, even though I complained about Jen on Friday mentioning the three things to do.
Yeah, you
were
kind
you
of
the
start.
Person?
Yes, she started the ball rolling, and I said, you know what? So the Browns do better. We need to incorporate a better third thing for three things, and then they end up winning the game, and it'd be an entire thing. We'll see what happens moving forward. But for that week, they look good, and
perfect.
They won.
Perfect.
So
yeah.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Let's begin a round of Trump 2. We just asked Jen to leave the room.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I will leave the room. Good luck to you, Brenda.
Did New Philly win?
Thank you.
It's rivalry week. Play them Quakers.
It's not funny, Tim.
I'm asking the question.
I can't answer it worded like that.
Is New Philly good this year?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. It's your alma mater. You talk about it all the time.
I never went to Philly.
You never went to Philly?
No, I went to Dover, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot. Mm-hmm. So did Dover win?
No.
I'm kidding. All right, here we go. We're going to see if Brenda can win. That's our main concern. Here we go with question number one. Browns, as you mentioned before they did it, beat those Baltimore Ravens yesterday, 29-24. Jameis Winston threw for three touchdowns, moved the offense. Obviously, he was the Browns quarterback. He was the Browns quarterback because this Browns quarterback is out for the season with an injury.
LeSean Watson.
All right, question number two. On Sunday afternoon, a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City attracted a large crowd of young men resembling Timothée Chalamet, which makes sense. But it took an unexpected turn when Timothée Chalamet himself appeared disguised with a mask and a hat.
Tim, did you go to that?
You think I would be? No, I don't.
Top contender?
That would be amazing.
Put a wig on.
You think the name Tim will have a resurgence because of Timothée
exactly.
Chalamet? Like, you think it'll show up in the top 10 at some point? Anybody naming their kid Tim? Don't think so. Who is Timothée Chalamet dating?
I don't even have a guess.
That's all right. We'll go with question number three. Maybe you'll have a guess here. Venom, The Last Dance. It took the top spot at the North American box office this weekend. Didn't do as well as expected, but it did win the weekend. What horror slash mystery film came in second place this weekend at the box office?
I don't know. Beetlejuice.
Let's go with question number four. James Franco confirmed that his 20-year friendship with Seth Rogen, that is done, expressing disappointment and saying that they have not been in touch. Which superhero film did Seth Rogen play a leading role in? Let's go with question number five.
I think I should stick to just calling in on non-contest days.
It's okay. Once again, sometimes you know the answer to all these questions. There's people out there that are probably 4 for 4, and there's probably people listening that are 0 for 4. Like those, that's exactly what happens during the game. Let's see if you can get question 5 with NBC. They're going to air a new TV special focused on the upcoming Wicked movie. Stevie will probably fall asleep to that as
well. Yes, I will.
Defying Gravity, The Curtain Rises on Wicked, that airs on NBC on November 19th. Finish this Defying Gravity lyric. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. You can't pull me blank.
Down.
Look at that. See? End it with a bang. You did a fantastic job. We're going to see how many of the 5 you answer correctly. We're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions. We're going to see how she does as Trump Tui continues on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, joined by Brenda of Medina. She answered 5 questions a minute ago. Stevie, how did she do?
Brenda got 2.
There you go. You got 2, Brenda.
Good job, Brenda.
Uh-oh. She's not
she's
happy.
She's mad at me again.
No, hashtag mad at Medina is her podcast.
I thought I was on hold. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're what? You're back. You're back on. You're joining us. We're glad to have you. We're very excited. We're very excited. You got 2. We're glad you're listening to Medina. We're going to get to the same 5 questions that we asked you a minute ago. Let's ask Jen those same 5 questions and see how she does. Question number 1. Browns. It beat those Baltimore Ravens yesterday, 29-24. Jameis Winston threw for 3 touchdowns as this Browns quarterback is out for the season with injury.
Deshaun Watson.
It is Deshaun Watson. Question number 2. On Sunday afternoon, a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City attracted a large crowd of young men resembling him, but it took an unexpected turn when Timothy Chalamet himself appeared disguised with a mask and hat.
Sounds like you're reading for an audiobook.
Thank you. You excited? Did I?
Yeah,
are you
had
on?
The facial expression, everything.
Nice.
Oh, nice. No, it's more like this. A Timothy Chalamet.
No, they're not like that.
Oh, that would be right to sleep.
No.
That's a lot of them.
You should read audiobooks. Keep people awake.
Done. That'd be great.
You would be jarring, I bet, at some point.
Wow.
Because like, you get loud. I mean, you had to play. You had to do different voices.
Brenda, would you have listened to the rest of that audiobook if I read it like that?
I would listen to anything you read, Tim.
Aww.
I did not see that coming.
That's
thank you
so
very
nice.
Much. That was very nice. I really, really appreciate that. Who is Timothy Chalamet dating?
Kylie Jenner?
It is.
Maybe?
Kylie Jenner. Maybe.
We think so.
All right.
Kind of.
Right. Yeah. You don't hear anything, then they're on a date. And then it's like low key, and then they're somewhere else.
So they recently had an article that they're still together.
Yeah. So there you go.
For now.
We'll go with that recent article. Question number 3, Venom, The Last Dance, took the top spot at the North American box office this weekend. Didn't do as well as it expected, though. What horror/mystery film came in 2nd place this weekend at the box office?
Smile 2.
Question number 4.
The posters for that are gross, by the way.
I was wondering what that face was for. You look very not enthusiastic about Smile 2.
Well, the poster is a face with the smile ripped off of it. At least that was at the movie theater because I went to see a different movie this weekend. It was gross.
Their promo is weird.
Yeah.
They like all the marketing they've done.
Creepy.
Question number 4. James Franco confirmed that his 20-year friendship with Seth Rogen, that's over, expressing disappointment and saying that they have not been in touch. Which superhero film did Seth Rogen play a leading role in?
Was it like the Green Lantern or something? The Green Goblin. The Green Lantern.
What was it earlier?
The Green Gobbler.
Green Hornet. You were right there. You
Green
were
Lantern
right there.
Exists.
It does exist. That's it. That was very well done.
I thought it was green something.
You were onto something.
Question number 5. NBC will air a new TV special focused on the upcoming Wicked movie. Stevie already admitted she'll fall asleep. Defying Gravity, The Curtain Rises on Wicked airs on NBC on November 19th.
Stevie.
Finish this Defying Gravity lyric. It's time to try defending gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me blank.
You can't pull me down.
Higher.
A lot higher.
A lot higher.
Very high.
Down. Up.
No, we meant vocally. You need to bring it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, down. I can't do that.
None of us can't. Steve, you want to try it?
No.
Okay. Final totals.
Brenda 2, Jen 4.
No, I'm sorry, Brenda.
That's all right. Thank you for letting me play yet again.
We love that you play. We really appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
My name is Brenda from Medina, and I did not Trump 2 each.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.